It's The Social Dose. The Social Dose is your go-to podcast for a gorgeous dose of what's going on in the world of social media. Brought to you now every Tuesday and Thursday. Today is Thursday, June 1st, and I'm Paris Nicholson, at Paris Nicholson on socials.
And I'm Michael Judson Berry, at M. Judson Berry on socials. And now, let's get into these headlines. Today, we're feeling blue that we aren't Beyoncé's kid. But if it can't be us dancing with the Le Twins on the Renaissance Tour, then we're happy that it's Blue Ivy.
Then, you need to understand, this was the vibe at the time. We talk about the Kendall Jenner TikTok audio that's throwing us back to some of the 2000s more unfortunate trends.
Yes, and finally, then versus now. An online trend is showing how much siblings morphed over time and the hysterical way people are coping with familial change. I mean, it's either that or alcohol, am I right?
All this breaking social media news and more coming up next on The Social Dose. We'll get right back into the trending news after this quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Paris.
And I'm Michael. And this is The Social Dose.
Let's get into these headlines, shall we?
I think we shall.
Michaela, okay, yes. You know, let's peek behind the curtain for a moment, because what listeners don't know is that us and our social scientists curate a huge Google Doc for every episode's script. And I saw a tweet this weekend that perfectly encapsulates what I feel like when I'm in there and I can see other people editing it in live time. And I sent you this tweet to your personal cellular device.
Mm-hmm. You did. It's fantastic. It's from @Madalesque, who is, let me just click on this real quick, because I feel like Madalesque has a cool job and I want to remember what it is. It's Madeline Coleman. She is the editor and writer at New York Times Magazine. And Paris, describe this video for us, because I feel like you loved it so much. It's yours.
She has been all over my Twitter timeline. It is a photo, or not a photo, it is a video of this fish. And I honestly don't know what kind of fish this is. It kind of looks like a Napoleon fish, but that's not important.
I found it. It's a kabudai fish. Sorry.
There you go. It's a kabudai fish. If you're on Twitter, I'm sure you know exactly which fish I'm talking about. It's the bitch with the big forehead who's just getting all up in this diver's business. She's just up in there and she keeps getting pushed away by her big forehead nub. And I found out, I did a little research because I was like, why is this fish so fascinated by what this diver has going on? Like up in the business, obstructing whatever this diver's trying to do. That's how all up in there they are. And I found out that this fish actually has a sad story and had some, I don't know, problems, dietary issues, IBS, who cares? But the diver has actually been going down and feeding this fish manually for a long period of time. So this fish knows this man and knows that it's about to chow down. And that's why it's all up in there. Like when a dog gets all up in its bowl and you're trying to feed it its food and you're like, I can't put food in there if your head's in there, dummy.
Like the original one where the caption was me watching you in the Google Doc. And it really is.
Yeah, that's the reason I sent this tweet, is because I was like, this is what it feels like when I watch our producers editing the doc and I'm just like in there like, ooh, ooh, what are you doing now? Ooh, what's that? Not minding my own damn business.
But one thing I love Twitter, or just like social media for things like where you can learn so much. Like the reason I know it's the kobudai fish is because Lorna Green commented on this tweet with a screenshot of information about this fish. So I learned that this fish grows to a very large size and is transgender. So
most
they undergo
fish are
remarkable
trans.
Transformation from female to male. So it's this awesome nosy transgender fish.
Happy Pride, y'all.
Happy Pride. Anyway, now that we've covered that, I'm going to go to the next line that our social scientist wrote for us. My favorite thing about the script is that I never know what's going to happen until I read the next line, much like I'm doing now. Like now, it says, talk to our correspondent, Georgia Bridgers. Oh my God, it's Georgia. Georgia, hi.
My Georgia.
Hi, Georgia Bridgers.
Paris.
That was acting.
Thank you. It's so nice to be like outside of the Google Doc, finally.
Yes,
and now
welcome.
In the Zoom window.
Yep, we jumped from the Google Doc to the Riverside link.
Georgia, have you seen this fish on Twitter?
I've seen the fish before. I actually went to high school with them. But I haven't seen them on Twitter. But it's good to know that we're all keeping up with socials nowadays.
Amazing.
I bet. What a lovely social reunion for all of you.
And what was it like going to school with this fish? How would you describe
them? God. Let's just say the cafeteria line was interesting.
Oh, I hate you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Georgia, we've missed you so terribly here on The Social Dose.
I've been crying about it for weeks.
Are you ready to get into these stories?
We must.
Oh, we must and we will. Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour was in France this week, and the Paris show made a lot of noise online. And in her latest show in Paris, she was joined on stage by her creative director, her 11-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy.
Yeah, I've been seeing Blue Ivy dancing on stage at this tour a few times now on my timeline. The first one, they're in like an all silver segment, and Ivy comes out specifically on the line, "It's my bloodline," that Beyonce says, which is like such a slay, because literally bloodline right there. She's like, look what I made. My daughter's a star. Her net worth is more than anyone really in this stadium, I bet.
Oh my God.
And that's a flex.
I don't need to be reminded of that.
I know. But in true internet fashion, they're dragging Blue Ivy for her, like, I want to say half-hearted dance moves. And I'm like, first of all, she's 11. Second of all, she's a Capricorn. We're famously stiff. We're not really committing to any sort of choreography. And you can't expect us to.
I don't know. You committed to that param choreography when we were dancing to lead you into the intro for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Only from the waist up, though.
We danced for a long time so Paris could go param, param, that one little
in the right key.
Yes. That's the dedication.
It was necessary. Sometimes you need to be in the headspace like that.
Play this it back. It's still off key, I bet.
No, I think I did hear, like, maybe it was a little flat.
A little pitchy. Okay, but y'all, did you see Blue Ivy dancing?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it. I'm obsessed. She's literally 11 years old, which is why I have so much beef with the internet. I think we forget when we see a child who is tall, we like put them into a category of like, adult. No, she's literally 11 and dancing in front of hundreds of thousands of people. When I was 11, I was playing with Webkinz.
I was sneaking into go-kart races.
And that hurt me just now.
Yeah, I don't know what those are. I don't know what a webkin is, so I was just going to look
it up. It was like Neopets after Neopets, Michael. After our
Neopet?
Time, for sure. Oh, you never were on Neopets?
Wow. What's Neopets? Is this like a Tamagotchi?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, George is in the future. I'm in the present, and Michael's in the Stone Age.
Sorry.
We've got the full spectrum here at The Social Dose.
Yes, this is a generational episode.
It's kind of like a Tamagotchi online. That's the easiest way to describe it,
with like a stuffed animal.
Okay, cool. Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
How tactile. So I think Blue Ivy, I love this video. I think it's so cute. And anyone who's coming for Blue Ivy, like, yes, again, it's like, this is a child doing, and this kid is a good dancer. I think she looks fantastic, personally, especially for an 11-year-old dancing on a stage in front of tens of thousands of people. Like, I think she's killing it.
Mm-hmm. She's doing pretty good in the first one, but the second one, she was like, oh, y'all wanted choreo? You think I can't give choreo? Because here it is. And she really commits to a 10 all of the moves. And I'm like, okay, so she's proving that she can do it, but I don't expect to see it again much from her because she shouldn't have to do it. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It also could just be like, you know, when your mom like kind of forces you to do something you don't really want to do, this could just be that on a grander scheme.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Being like, mom, stop. And your mom's Beyonce. And
stop making me
stop
perform.
Is the Renaissance tour.
Literally. Well, I love this other TikTok where she's in red and she's absolutely killing it. And I like the comment over it that says, oh, Blue Ivy got tired of those stiff comments and showed up. Mm-hmm. And I think she's fantastic. And this explains, though, and this people would not be surprised for me to say this, why Liza Minnelli has been all over my timeline. There's one particular... Roll with me. There's one particular video where Liza was in an interview and they asked her about the first time she performed when she was 17. And it was her mom, Judy, was doing a concert in London. And she was like, Liza, I want you to perform with me. And Liza was like, no, mama, I'm 17. I can't do that. I can't. And Liza was like, And Judy was like, well, all right, I hear you. And then the next day in the paper, it was like Judy and Liza to headline London Palladium. And Liza was like, but I said no. And Judy didn't care. She went ahead and scheduled it anyway. And Liza talks about how that was her first time performing. And she's like, I learned how to perform real quick because her mom was also like one of the greatest entertainers of her time.
Yeah.
And she was like, even during I was 17, you know, I got one encore and my mother sat on the stage in front of me. And during the whole song was like, that's my daughter. Sing, baby, sing. And completely upstaged her the whole time during her own encore. And she's like, that's when I learned how to hold my own. So I'm looking at Blue Ivy and I'm like, I never thought I'd say this, but you're the Liza Minnelli of your generation. Like, your mom is arguably one of the best entertainers of all time. And you're a kid and your mom pulls you on stage. And you as a kid have to perform next to that.
Yes.
Like, professionals wouldn't want to perform next to Beyonce. It's like, but that's your mom. So literally. I can't wait to see Blue Ivy's interview when she's also in her 60s being like, I remember when my mom pulled me on stage. Like, this just made me think of that.
And I'll be like, I remember when I talked about this on a podcast.
Yes.
Shut up, Grandma. No one knows what a podcast is anymore.
The year was 2023.
Anyway, thank you for letting me somehow make Liza and Beyonce work together in the same conversation. I can't speak.
It's a solid analogy. It's a solid comparison, Michael. It really tracks. And this holds weight. Blue Ivy is the Liza Minnelli of drag. And with that, we'll get right back into today's trending stories after a brief message from our sponsors.
Have you ever thought, ugh, this water is too wet?
This beach is too sandy. I'm Christine.
And I'm Zandy. And we're siblings and the hosts of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we do dramatic readings of the most wild and off-the-wall reviews on the internet.
We read real reviews about everything from Vegas weddings, matchmaking services, and Trader Joe's to caves, toddler beds, and Spirit Halloween.
You won't believe the things people think absolutely must be said on the internet. How else would everyone know some caves don't have Wi-Fi?
We hear about the good, like the time a couple was happily married in a Vegas Denny's.
The bad, I mean, who knew people stole from pet cemeteries?
No comment. And the ugly, because when there's soggy lettuce at the Chuck E. Cheese salad bar, it can get pretty ugly.
So true. Join us every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcast. Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Ew, I'm Paris.
Oh, huzzah, and I'm Michael, and this is The Social Dose.
Our timelines are simply begging for us to return, so let's see what's next. Sometimes you open a book, and it's a picture of yourself from that time you got a breakup haircut. And other times, it's a pic from 2016 Coachella, and you're in your floppy hat era. And that's just the vibe at the time. Michael, can you explain what the hell I'm talking about?
I would love to. This audio comes from an interview with Kendall Jenner with Vogue magazine. Sorry.
Lesbian.
Allegedly.
What? This audio?
Sorry. I just want it to be true so bad. And I'm like, come on. And now she's dating Bad Bunny. And I'm like, you're both gay.
Allegedly.
It's called a lavender marriage.
Oh my God. I had a Memorial Day barbecue and everyone was talking about that exact thing, Paris. Anyway.
Yeah.
you're not alone in that thought. We digress. So Vogue magazine does these videos. I love them, where they have celebrities sit down. It's all over their TikTok, where celebrities sit down and go through their looks. I absolutely love whenever Vogue does this. So it's Kendall Jenner looking at her look from Coachella 2016, and she's just like,
stop. This was Coachella 2016. This was the vibe at the time, okay? You need to understand.
And I love that people have jumped on this and are using this audio to show off embarrassing moments from their life when they're in their version of, like, I swear it was a thing at the time. This first one we have is from @Ariello_Gradissimo, which is an edgy quarantine photo shoot. And it's them sort of looking like, I don't know, this person with flaming red hair, kind of looking like a demonic Peter Pan, crawling around under a highway. Like, right? Like, there was mascara that is now running down the face. Like, this is where Peter Pan ended up on the island with the Lord of the Flies kids and had to, like, kill them all and is the lone survivor. That's what this photo shoot looks like. And it's just kind of amazing. Paris, can you relate to this? I feel like you've done many an edgy photo shoot.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, first of all, when it's like your senior year and you're taking those photos, there's no way they're not going to be cringe. They will never be timeless. They will never even be good. But in the moment, you're like, wow, everyone needs a small wallet size one of these from me.
That's right.
And also, I had a run when I was in high school, when I was in photography class, where I would just, like, take pictures of my best friend in, like, an old homecoming dress up against, like, an old oak tree in, like, black and white, and, like, pretend it was an Evanescence album cover. So, yeah, I am no stranger to this vibe right here. And it was the vibe at the time, and it'll be the vibe again one day.
I had, like, the black and white photo against an alley holding a fake candy cigarette with just my red lips being red in the photo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it was giving Taylor Swift, but also, like, I'm cool, even though I'm 16. So
cool. Look at this brick wall. I live in a city, maybe.
I live in a suburb, actually.
I live in a place with structures. Oh my god!
There was another one that I saw, which also killed me. It's from user Kinsey Millard, whatevs. But it's the same audio, and it's specifically the trend that I honestly forgot about, and I don't know how. I think it was trauma. But she said, me when my kids find my senior pics with straightened hair and curled ends. And then it's just her senior photos where she has the longest, most beautiful blonde hair that's straight as an arrow until you get to the end, in which case it curls like a spiral perm.
Criminal.
The girls were really out here doing this and paying so much to get it done.
Oh, you had to pay for that. I thought you just took some sort of iron and curled the bottom, but that's true.
I bet
that needed to be professionally done.
Time is
and
running.
I love the photos of her, like, in a comfy blue shirt, laughing by the water. This was also definitely somebody who loved Taylor Swift at the time.
100%.
Like, her sort of running her hand through her hair in the woods, you know?
Yes, this is giving red era, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, if we look at the last photo, it's very folklore. Maybe she was ahead of the times.
Oh my gosh.
And
to be fair, she looks very good in her, like, her TikTok where she's actually talking about it. So even though we've got the hair, she looks great since being a senior. She has children now. That's terrifying.
Honestly, even with the hair, gorgeous. Gorgeous photos. Gorgeous hair. If I was in high school with her, I'd be like, oh my god, you have the amazing photos. I love these. These are incredible. And then
she's go that home girl. And I would want her attention.
She looks kind of like if Jessica Simpson and Margot Robbie had a baby.
Yeah, and then bullied me.
And then bullied all of us, but we still loved her. And now she turned out to be chill and nice and has a good job.
Thank God.
Did you guys have any really embarrassing haircuts that you look back and you're like, oof?
Yes, I was emo. I was fully emo in the days of, like, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy. I had the swoopy, long, greasy-ass bang, and it was not a good look.
Georgia, what was yours? You just had, like, a visceral reaction to that
I'm
thought.
Like, I'm scared to say this out loud, but I had, you know, like, my long blonde hair, and then I dip-dyed the bottom, like, violet. Purple.
Ooh.
Not like a pretty
ombre.
It was a dip dye, you know?
Cute.
But my hairstylist, I should have gone to a specialist, I'll say, because she basically just, like, made one straight line of purple and then just cut layers of hair on top. It was horrible.
There was no blending of the color?
Zero. Zero, I would go so far as to say.
Oh, wow.
That's upsetting.
We all learn. We all learn from our mistakes and we grow.
Did that hairstylist learn, or did you still tip them?
God, I hope not. Of course I tipped. I will always. You could do the most heinous thing to me, and I'll be like, 20%.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So I'm going to show you and give 19.3%.
Right? Or maybe 21 and make you think about your actions.
You'll rue the day.
No, I went through a hardcore part down the middle phase in middle school and high school.
Oh, my
like when I would have been about her age.
You're
I
ahead
did
of the
middle
time.
Part and I did the like the grease. So my hair, and when it gets like wet and greasy, it gets really curly. So it'd curl under, it'd make like an upside down heart on my forehead.
Oh, that's cute, Michael. Like a Who from Whoville.
Aww. It was not cute. I didn't look like
at
a Who from I no. looked like a No from Noville. What from Whatville is what I looked like. They were like, what's that?
A from Y there? From Whyville.
A Y from
oh
Whyville.
Oh God, from Get Away From Meville.
Exactly. We have, Georgia, for your viewing pleasure, photos of us from 2016.
Oh, let's get into this. Immediately, I feel safe, but also scared looking at these two photos. Like, what I feel like see, we Georgia? Would all be best friends, but you would tell me if when I showed you my dip dye hair, you would say, honey, turn around. Michael, MJB, we've got, I'm interested that we've both got mirror selfies here. But the way we're holding the cameras is a little scary. Michael, our beanie. The beanie, it is giving theater kid. It is giving theater uh-huh. kid with the sash across your...
I think it's a crossbody messenger bag.
A crossbody messenger bag. Yeah. You're on your way to deliver
LL
the...
Bean.
You're a newsie that's like on your way to your show, which I love,
I'm
love, love that for
the
you.
Banner. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
An Paris. Ensemble of newsies. Oh, God.
Immediately, I'm drawn to the crystal necklace. Who do you know? What are you protecting yourself from?
She's obsidian, and she absorbs negative energy, mostly coming from me.
Perfect, which is why I only want to say nice things. I love her little top bun. There, it's fully a man bun. Fully a man bun. We've got like three unbuttoned buttons in your, I don't know if I would, is it a Bermuda shirt?
That's a cheap ass piece from H&M. Probably perfect. The 2016 collection summer.
They're sisters. But the Birkenstocks, I'm seeing both of you ahead of your times. You're not so stuck. I feel like I would see these two people walking down the street still to this day. But they were the vibe at the time.
Georgia, that was very kind and
yes,
very
thank you.
Cordial and diplomatic of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate
I've only
your
had
generosity
one cup of coffee. I can't be a bitch yet.
Can we take a minute, though, to zoom in on my knee? Because that's what I'm stuck on. What the hell is that?
I was looking at this. You sort of look like, you sort of look like a baby horse. Like a very, or like, you know, like a baby giraffe. You know when they fall,
yes,
when a giraffe
yeah.
gives birth, and they fall 20 feet. And then they're just all legs and joints. And then they sort of pull themselves up. So imagine like a baby giraffe with a top knot, but like the cutest, babiest little top knot ever. Mm-hmm. A crystal and Birkenstocks. And you have this picture of Paris.
And like a third kneecap.
And a third kneecap. Yeah, you were born with a couple of kneecaps there.
Luckily, I've since had one removed. We'll get right back into the trending news after these quick ads.
Hey, drag fans, listen up.
I'm Alaska.
And I'm Willem.
And we are the hosts of Race Chaser, the premier RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. And if you aren't listening to our hit show yet, start right now.
Not to toot our own horn, but we are bona fide drag superstars. And on our award-winning podcast, we take you behind the scenes of this season and all the seasons of Drag Race to discuss and dissect the looks, the laughs, the queens, and the drama. Mama.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is the ultimate backstage pass for both drag race obsessives and new fans alike.
No one is serving you the juicy, raw, uncut, behind-the-scenes hot goss like us, so join us.
Check out new episodes of Race Chaser every Wednesday and Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
You're listening to The Social Dose. Let's see what else is happening.
Siblings, they're genetically the closest beings to you on Earth, even though sometimes you feel more akin to the family dog than to them. Paris, how are people online showing how their brothers and sisters have changed over the years?
I would love to tell you, Michael. It is the siblings then versus now trend that's been going around on TikToky, and it's pretty much telling us what we already knew, which is that siblings can look exactly the same years from now, or they can be completely different in terms of vibe, in terms of looks, in terms of, let's say, gender. They could change genders, your siblings can, and that's trans. The music, if you want to do this trend,
yes.
Friends, you don't have to be trans, but you do have to have a sibling, which I cannot do. But if for some reason it's using the iCarly theme song as the trending audio, which why the hell not? This is a chaotic world we live in on the internet. And honestly, these are pretty good, but one of them really reigns supreme. And it's from user at lee.rid. The video, I'm sure you've seen it, besties, has 5.1 million likes. And it's just a recap of three beautiful looking siblings. It's an old photo of them in the 90s. We get to see Lenny. He's the oldest. Look at him now. It's basically Lenny with a mustache. Then we look at the next one, Nathan. Oh, cut to Nathan's tombstone because Nathan dipped. And then finally, Lee. Lee is now trans. As a trans man, Lee flipped. And the caption being dipped and flipped, everybody gagged on that one, y'all. I couldn't when I saw this. I said, not dipped, and then not flipped. Get me out of here.
Right? It's like the fucked up HGTV. Dipped and flipped.
Somebody dies and then somebody transitions.
So happy ending. Weird in the middle. But isn't that just life? I don't know. I love it. I think it's fun to like share grief. In that, like, comedic way.
Same. Yeah, that's how my family deals with grief, is you have to laugh. Like, I don't know. And the comments on this are so good because I feel like people want to be, like, they don't want to seem harsh, but they also find it funny. But I like the one from this at Audrey, and she says, this is the best one. Yeah, I mean, it sucks that Nathan dipped, but congrats on the flipped. Oh, and Lenny's cool, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's Lenny.
Yeah,
I love the one from Rye Bread, the comment that said, Lee said, don't worry, Nathan, I'll take it from here. Like, born a sister, but then when the brother died, transitioned and said, I will fill your shoes.
Uh-huh. That's so powerful.
I like that the creator commented, just said, my plan worked. Good. This dipped and flipped. I didn't see this coming when I saw this, and I died. And I like that on every subsequent version of this I saw, oh no, no, Nathan died. But I...
That's what I thought.
Okay, so Michael's the Nathan.
You dipped?
I dipped. I like that on every subsequent video, though, people have been commenting with, like, nothing ever top dipped and flipped. People are like, I was expecting someone to die. Like, now every time somebody does one of these, they're like, oh good, everyone lived. You know, the comments are like, I was watching with bated breath to see which one of you didn't make it.
Yeah. Same.
And then they're like, aw, they lived.
Yeah, we're like, what? I wanted another funny little rhyme about death.
Yeah. And there's the one from Vanessa at helpful_ness, where it's like three cute little blonde kids, you know, and it's her, like, she grew up, she's, you know, pretty. And it's the middle brother, and he's, like, in high school. And then it's the last one, he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not dead, but he also kind of dipped in his own way.
Yeah.
Do we think he's really in jail? Or did she just put, like, a wanted poster over him? Because he kind of looks, he's giving jail.
I don't know. Yeah, the cross tattoo on the side of the neck, it's either deeply religious or deeply wanted by the FBI.
Yeah, it's a little like, where were you on January 6th?
You know? Oh, very January 6th.
It's very much so giving 1/6.
But then, Michael, like you're saying, literally the first comment on this video, I'm still traumatized from the flipped and dipped one.
Yeah.
Reverberating through the internet, that one has.
Did you see the one from user at Dij? It's a lot of E's and a lot of J's.
Is that the one where they're all gay?
The entire gay family.
That's
I love
the
those
best
videos.
One.
Any video where the whole family's gay, I'm like, that's the gene pool we need to protect.
Yeah.
Right? I feel pretty lucky. I'm part of that gene pool. Me and my sibling are both gay.
Both gay?
Oh,
my God. Georgia.
We've got some step siblings that perhaps do not subscribe yet. Oh. The jury is still out. I'm still trying to collect them all. You know what I mean?
Oh, because they're young.
Yes. But me and my younger sibling, Hope, They are non-binary and gay. I am cisgendered and a lesbian. So we're all love. There. We've got a little group going.
That's nice. Amazing. Well, you have the L, the G, or you need the B and the T.
I used to be B. So
okay.
I can
check them all off.
I've got
it's alphabet like bingo soup, being queer.
Right. It is. Chef Boyardee coming out with LGBTQ soup.
Wait, it's just those letters.
Literally.
Wait, conservatives would lose their minds. They're like, now we have to boycott soup.
Yeah. Literally. Boycott Boyardee. Get me out of here.
Boycott Ardee.
Before we move on to the next one, because I know we're short on time, besties, is anybody watching the show Ultimatum with the lesbians? It's like a lesbian season of the show Ultimatum.
20 minutes in. I started it last Georgia. Night.
Dwight and I are obsessed. It's so good. Basically, it's like a weird show where like, I'm not sure about the premise in previous seasons, but it's like lesbian couples. One of them gives the other an ultimatum. They come to like an island, I'm assuming, and then kind of shuffle and then live with a random other person for 3 weeks to kind of see if they're ready to get married to their original partner or if they want to move on. But it's so good. And Dwight and I were talking about it last night and I was like, I think the reason this show is amazing is because at no point is a man ever shown or speaking. It's a perfect
Correct. Correct.
So, besties, watch this on Netflix. Also, if your sibling died, get in on this trend while the getting's good.
Yes.
Find the light at the end of the tunnel. Make a TikTok.
Yeah. Fine. Make a TikTok.
Become a lesbian. Yeah. And give your partner an ultimatum. Then go on TV. There's so many
sibling
options
died?
For you.
Have you considered reality TV?
Have you considered being a lesbian?
Yes. And I did it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Good times. Well, that is the end of our show. But before we go, can we go through this note that we received?
From a listener?
Yeah, we have a listener note. I don't know if people remember, but a while ago, we went through each other's notes app and found out that Paris is in fact a serial killer and that I never bought dessert from Target. So... I still haven't, and I've been back multiple times. So, Paris, would you like to take us through this note?
Yeah, so this is a lovely little note that we have from one of our besties, our listeners. It's from Michael from Connecticut. Not you, Michael Judsonberry. The other Michael Judsonberry. The other Michael, who knows last name. We're not going to dox him.
Different Connecticut.
Yeah. And Michael says, yeah, completely different Connecticut. Michael says, hey, Paris and Michael, longtime listener since episode 1. I wanted to share my most unhinged notes app note. Oh, I'm so excited for this. Yes. While in California, I was called a bunch of cute nicknames by my friends, so I collected and added them all to a document. It is as follows. Would love your thoughts on these nicknames. The note is called, What Did You Call Me? Which I love that as a title for a note, because my favorite thing is when anybody says anything remotely resembling the word like fag or gay, I'm like, What did you call me?
Yes.
It's just a fun, easy gag. Okay, so here is a list of things that this, our bestie was called. Ready? Michael, wait, let's all just take turns. One at a time.
Georgia, why don't you go first as you're our
Georgia,
our
start
wonderful
us off
guest.
Because they're great.
What's the first nickname?
Street fruit slur.
This is the best way I've ever heard to call someone gay. Newport horn blower.
This flag, in parentheses, do you think she'll notice? I think it's like this fag.
Oh, okay, I get it.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh God, this next one. You can get this at Dunkin' Donuts. Throat sprinkle.
I can't wait to hear that.
This is a long list. We need to rapid fire.
As we go through Bride, that it's throat sprinkle. It's just hilarious. Okay,
throat sprinkle.
We'll zip through the rest of them. Flamingo.
Fairy bluebird.
A hippo.
Pretty boys.
Sun bear.
Huge ass bear.
Trumpeter hornbill.
Horny stick insect.
Chubby unicorn.
Weird fruit.
Fruit basket.
Fruit in yours.
A whaler.
New York snowflake.
Pre-cut fruit.
Fruit cake.
Cut fruit.
And what they called me in high school, lemon bottom.
Michael, okay. I love these cute nicknames. I do think you may have been gay bashed incessantly when you were in California. These are all slurs.
to a new level.
I was like, your friends are so mean. They called you a whaler, a hippo, but also throat sprinkle.
Like, right? I have to know the context.
And just lemon bottom, throat sprinkle. These are great. I'm stealing some of these.
Newport horn blower. This feels like the most fun game of Mad Libs ever.
Yeah.
Yes, it does actually. The Newport horn blower. It's what all the gays are smoking now.
I only smoke Newport horn blower. I can't even talk. I'm out. I'm done.
Georgia, before you leave us, tell our listeners where they can catch up with you online.
Oh, the lovely listeners, you can follow me at Georgia Bridgers on Instagram, at Georgia Lynn Rose on TikTok, because I'm still locked out of that original account. And you can check out my new podcast, Been Gay, as well.
Ooh, bitch, let's get on that pod.
Hell yes!
Get us on there. Let's do it.
I'm on it.
Okay, amazing. Besties, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you would like to share a message with us, like Michael from Connecticut, please visit us at thesocialdosepodcast.com and we might just share your message on the show. Now, with that being said, I need to run because it's not too late for Gwen to give me a sibling.
And I need to go practice my one-man recreation of Judy and Liza in London. No, Mom, I don't want to sing. Sing it. Happy scrolling.
Happy scrolling, Mama. I don't have a Liza.
I think Liza would smoke Newport horn blowers.
And Liza knows many a throat sprinkle. I can't help but notice that you're a trumpet or hornbill. Come to my concert. You big old lemon bottom. I see you in the front row. My first husband, Peter Allen, called me a chubby unicorn. I thought it was endearing.
The Social Dose is a Sony Music Entertainment production. The EPs are Sarita Wesley and Jasmine Henley Brown. Daniel Jones Wesley is senior producer, Chelsea Jacobson is producer, and Sunny Balkin is associate producer. This show is engineered by Gulliver Lawrence Tickle and John Scott. Music by Dom Jones.